is to just try my best to stay in the present and enjoy right now today, which is the title of this song. So this is Daniel CC. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening. I will see you next week. Thank you to Kate and Nishka for being here. Peace out.
Evening. so great, and I love you.
This is Lily. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You're So Great by Blur. Hey. Welcome to the Lily Show. Your mic is on.
Oh, everyone, welcome to the Lily Show.
So you can chime in. Yeah. So, what's our theme today, Lily?
I'm so excited for it. Hi, everyone. Happy November 2nd. Is it the 2nd?
Yeah, if you celebrate.
if you deserve it. Happy November 2nd, 2023. Today's set is themed November, but not 2023, but 2021. Our senior year of high school?
Mm-hmm.
Our senior year of high school, I rarely make those monthly playlists. I wish I was in a better habit of it because they seem like a great way to catalog your taste.
They so are. I have a monthly playlist consistently since I've had Spotify.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, they're pretty extensive. Sometimes I like merge a couple months. I'll do like August, September, but I have
quarterly.
I think. I also do seasonal playlists, and those are a little bit more curated rather than just like what I feel like listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really cool way to like get back in the state that you were in at the time and just like chronicle what's been happening to your music.
Well, per this, I have a rare monthly playlist for November 2021. So we're gonna celebrate by looking back 2 years. For me personally. Nothing's changed, really.
I feel like a little bit.
Yeah, it's deepened, but it hasn't changed, I'd say.
We didn't have any gospel back then.
Oh, yes, that's
so true. Well, I think there's some new things.
I was attending church consistently.
That's
back
true.
Then.
So you got your fix.
So
yeah, they were not singing gospel when I went to your church.
That's true. I did go to gospel churches though.
Oh, that's
in
cool.
my area. For fun, I guess. I don't know. Cultural immersion. Anyhow, so yeah, that's the theme of today's set. I'm going to do a PSA while...
I want to talk a little bit more about the music.
Oh, okay. Can I do a PSA, though, just so we don't forget?
I don't think we're...
Wait, yeah,
sure. I mean, like,
well,
sure.
So I feel like it's perfect.
Okay.
Okay, I have an autumn outdoor exercise PSA that can only be run from September 1st to November 30th. So we're in the last month of autumn, I suppose, according to this definition.
Aww.
Despite it starting on the 21st, whatever. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health, and maybe even listen to WMFO. That was a public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Great job, Lily. Very Thank autumnal, you. Very very of the moment. Yeah, so I don't know, kind of like you said, I was definitely noting a lot of similarities from like my 2021 November playlist to now. Or I don't know, kind of like yes and no. I still listen to a lot of the music that I liked back then, but my like comparing a recent monthly playlist, it's like they're a lot less coherent now. And I think it's like, I mean, I don't know, I've long been like an album listener, but I think it's even more obvious now that that's kind of like exclusively how I'm getting new music,
as opposed to
like playlists and individual songs. Yeah, which I mean, like I always did a bit of both. I still do a bit of both, but I think it's like almost exclusively album now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've had more word of mouth album recommendations mm-hmm. in college, which is
great. Yeah, totally, which is awesome. And yeah, I was like. I was definitely like shoegazing pretty hard back then, and I was like, I was like 90s rocking pretty hard back then. But yeah, Lily, which songs did you pick? The first two?
Oh no, I didn't know you played them.
I did.
I don't remember. I don't know.
Well, you put them at the top of the playlist. You had November by Wednesday, and You're So Great by Blur.
Well, November by Wednesday is an obvious pick, though.
Yeah, duh.
And then
I was also like so into Old Wednesday, and like I don't know. I think we probably had near identical. Like November
Wednesday?
Playlist. Mine was actually 12 hours long.
Whoa.
My November playlist. It was insane.
Mine's like three.
Yeah, I don't know what I was like. That wasn't typical for me.
You're So Great is a great song. I listened to a lot of Blur in high school. Great stuff. I was shoegazing, some could say.
Yeah.
I think I'm shoegazing more in college now per the band.
I was shoegazing. I'm still shoegazing a bit, but like it was intense in high school. I picked Open Wide by Slut Ever, a song that I had, like, forgotten about and kind of the whole EP, too. And I was like, I love this EP. Why did I stop listening to it? I enjoyed hearing it on the radio so much. And then also Forsythia by Veruca Salt. Another great song. Yeah, so
enjoy.
Any other thoughts? We can keep going, yeah.
Oh, is it mine?
Oh, well, yeah, but we'll
get to it later.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Enjoy the music, guys.
Oh, weary eyes. get out of the hospital. Let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. And when you get out of the dating bar, I'll be here to get back into your life. I can't stand what you do. I'm in love with your eyes. Oh, I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. I go to bakeries all day long. There's a lack of sweetness in my life, and there is pain inside. You can see it in my eyes. Oh, there is pain inside. You can see it in my eyes. It makes me think about me, that I've lost my pride. But I'm in love with this power that resides in your eyes. Oh. You live in water and apartments. Well, I even got scared once or twice. Last time I walked down your street, there were tears in my eyes. Well, now these streets, we all know, they help us cry when we're alone late at night. Don't you love them too? That where you got your eyes. Oh, and I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, how I'm involved with you. But I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. Now, your world is beautiful. I'll take the subway to your suburb sometime. I'll seek out the things that must have been magic to your little girl mind. Now, as a little girl, must have been magic. I still get jealous of your old boyfriends in the suburbs sometimes. And when I walk down your street, probably be tears in my eyes. I knew it would happen. I can't stand what you do. Sometimes I can't stand you, and it makes me think about me, that I'm involved with you. I'm in love with this power that shows through in your eyes. So, when you get out of the hospital, let me back into your life. I can't stand what you do, but I'm in love with your eyes.
So you just heard Marigold by Nirvana, Fantastic Planet by Soko, Hospital by the Modern Lovers, Warm Hands by Pretty Sick. I don't know if Lily wants to explain her songs, but I can explain my songs.
Boy, was I doing grunge and shoegaze.
Soko is so not shoegaze, but... Or grunge.
All I can say is that listening to Nirvana in high school has a certain, just like, on the nose.
That's what high schoolers are supposed to do.
No, exactly. Yeah. So it's a very affirming.
True.
Experience is all I'll say. And I, honestly, it's like listening to, for me, I find it's the, my version of that for college is Talking Heads.
Huh. You think Talking Heads are like a, you listen to them while you're in college thing?
Yeah, that's just because of my dad's age. And I talked to this one professor here before that my dad went to college with.
Uh-huh.
And she was saying that, like, how Talking Heads changed everything when she was an undergrad.
Yeah, that's cool.
So I guess I think I might have taken it from that, but I do just think of Talking Heads like that. What's up?
I, like, the music's been... Well, it doesn't actually matter because the aux is off. Yeah, I think it'd be fun to, like, do a poll for, like, other generations and see, like, who their, like, college-defining band was.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hospital by the Modern Lovers is the best song in the universe. I'm pretty sure I've played it on this show before, but you guys get it again as a treat.
Do we have any Fiona Apple on this?
We don't, but I did have a lot of Fiona Apple on my playlist.
Yeah.
I can put one at the end. I can. Like, you know what, Lily? I'm literally going to swap out my last song because she deserves to be on there.
What should we put on?
I was thinking Carry On. Because I love Carry On. And it was on my playlist.
Oh, I remember. I listened to O Sailor a lot. A lot. Just can we throw it on?
What? Yeah.
Is O Sailor a popular track?
Yeah, I think it's like one of the favorites off Extraordinary Machine.
Oh, but people really hate Extraordinary Machine, I know.
Yeah, I don't know if really hate, but I definitely feel like it's like the least favorite.
I was talking to Jack about it, and he doesn't care much for Fiona Apple, and he knew people didn't like it. Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack listens to this.
Hey, Jack. But yeah, Pretty Sick was also so high school for Lily and I. And
incredibly high school. I almost saw them, I think.
I did see them.
How do we have Mama
I did.
Here?
When did I see them? Yeah, no. Lily, because we had this thing where it was like Mama Wednesday and
About
Pretty Sick
are
like
phase.
In a trifecta.
Yeah.
And then like Millie might join. But I didn't know who Millie was in high school.
Oh, I did. I loved Millie in high school. I've started This Will Blossom, I think, on here. Do I?
Yeah, you just... That already played, like, when you...
When I wasn't here.
Oh, no. It's the next song. No, it's the second next song.
Well, can we switch the order for a great lead-in? Right,
yeah, we can. Also, I have a fun fact about Ginger by... Actually, I'll tell you that later.
Okay. Enjoy Star Thistle Blossom by Millie, my favorite song off this album, off this track, from this band, whatever. It's great.
Favorite song off the track. Let's go.
Enjoy.
No nonsense, we're growing out of context, it's showing. Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. watch you again. Might be right that you're not here. It's double-sided, 'cause I ruined it all, but also saved myself by never believing you, dear. Everything good I deem too good to be true. Everything else is just a bore. Everything I have to look forward to has a pretty painful and very imposing before. Oh, Santa, why'd you do it? What'd you do that for? Saying there's nothing to it and then letting it go by the boards. Oh, Santa, why'd you do it? What'd you do that for? Playing with 52 cards, just 'cause I play so far from my vest. Whatever I've got no reason to guard. What could I do but spend my best? Oh, sailor, why'd you do it? What'd you do that for? To it, letting it go by the boards. Oh, sailor, why'd you do it? What'd you do that for? Saying there's nothing to it.
Thank you.
This is the Lily Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Test Freeform Radio. You caught red-handed. Ah! What can we say? One more song. Get Well by Nothing. Enjoy. Have a lovely day. Nice.